Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Hi, welcome back to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. It's Rashawn McDonald speaking. You know, you hear the word or Renaissance man thrown out there. You hear people talking about different levels of income simultaneously. Let me throw out something. Film production, talent manager, restaurateur, celebrity chef services, real estate development. That's my next guest. His name is Jermaine Smith. Jermaine is a visionary, restaurateur, and celebrity chef in Washington, D.C. His restaurant based there is called Henry's Soul Cafe. In an effort to serve the community, so he hasn't forgot about his community, Jermaine launched a culinary institute designed to train young people. Jermaine finances and produces films such as Strange Love for Amazon Video, Trophy Wife, and Dave Chappelle's legendary starring My Man, Earthquake for Netflix. If you haven't saw that comedy special, please check it out. In that same vein, he manages his talent in the comedy space as a successful real estate developer and investor and consults for businesses across the globe. If he's not a money-making conversation guest, I don't know who is. Please welcome to Money-Making Conversation Masterclass, Jermaine Smith. How you doing, sir?
Hey, my brother. How you doing, man? Thanks for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
First of all, you know, I'll tell you how I met Jermaine. I'm on the phone with Earthquake, right? We just talk about comedy dates. Just comedy dates. Don't know nothing about restaurants. Don't know nothing about food. He didn't tell me he posted on social media. Because, you know, over here, I think I'm a baker now, Mr. Smith. You know, I put my little cookies on there, get my little 1,000 likes. You know, I be bragging. And then I find out. Then I start doing my research on you. I go, he do that, he do that, he do that. You know, you need your own Wikipedia page. That's what you need.
That's what they've been telling me.
So tell let's start with the restaurant. Let's start with the culinary side, because that comes from your father. That's the little legacy skill set, right? Let's talk about this. And all this is in the D.C. area, correct?
Yes, sir, in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. We call it the DMV. We have restaurants in Maryland and D.C. We've been operating since 1968. My father started the original location at 17th and U Street. We're still operating that same address, same phone number, same good food for 55 years plus. And I ventured out. I'm a student at Howard University. And in 1997, I ventured out to expand the brand, you know, using the education that I got, you know, from Howard and from, you know, just being around people that were smarter than me and wanted to take the restaurant to the next level. And so in 1997, I ventured out with my partner, Bernard Brooks, and we just went on a path just to, you know, serve good soul food. That was the initial thing. I was 23 years old. I didn't know what I was doing.
But you wanted to do something, and then you had your father laid the groundwork as an entrepreneur, and that's what a lot of young African Americans don't have, the mentors. Your mentor was right in your house. It was your father. And that's why. Is that the reason behind the Culinary Institute that you set up?
Well, you know, my dad always had a heart to give, right?
Right.
And And so it trickled down to me. You know, when I was a young kid, I didn't understand how, you know, he had so many people that we had like a credit board, and these people would come in and they didn't have to pay. They kind of just left their slip up there. And at the end of the month, when they got paid or got their checks or whatever have you, they would come and give my father his money. Some of them never gave him his money, but he still continued to serve the public, right? And so, you know, my dad was very humble, you know, didn't show off. As a matter of fact, he didn't even carry business cards. But his vision for people and his heart for people and understanding that, you know, people need to be served, and, you know, especially someone like him coming from his humble beginnings. You know, my dad picked cotton. He left South Carolina with 11th grade education, you know, coming here to make a better, coming here in Washington, D.C., to make a better life, to send money back to his family back in South Carolina. So I saw those things as a young kid growing up. So it kind of, even though I didn't understand it then, you know, once I got grown and entered into business myself, I realized I had so many of his ways that weren't taught. They were just, I tell people this all the time. Your kids are watching everything you do, and they will imitate everything you do. A lot of times you don't have to hit them on the back of the head. All you got to do is do the right thing, and they're going to catch on to that.
That's so important, because I always tell people, because kids are born with a blank slate. You know, they don't know nothing. All they know is love, and they're asking for love. And if you show them and you nurture them, you know, my daughter, she's 26 now, and people, you know, I tell her I love her in front of my employees. You know, it doesn't matter. She's, and it's so casual the way we do it. People kind of look at us like, wow, is that normal? Yes, that's normal. That's normal if it's something that you believe in. You, and she's used to hearing it, and I'm used to getting it back from her. And then when I listen to you, what you're talking about, you know, it kind of saddens me, because in our community, all our young youth, especially the black male youth, are just looking for a dream to be achieved. You know, athletics and music tends to be their number one, because it feels reachable. Education doesn't feel reachable because timelines are tied to it, but it feels reachable to go out there and, you know, cut a song or score a touchdown or even sell drugs. It feels very reachable. Well, correct?
Right. I beg to differ slightly, because as I talk to our young youth, you know, and I try to stay connected to the young youth.
Mm-hmm.
I tell anybody, I have more kids than any other black man I know, because I hire 15 and 16-year-olds, and they come through not necessarily my program, but also my restaurant as employees, as their first job.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them look at me, even when I was 23 years old, they were looking at me as a father figure. They were looking at me, so I had to walk a certain walk, talk a certain talk also to them. What I'm saying is that a lot of times our youth today have lost their vision for a dream.
Right.
Most youth that I run into today, and you ask them, well, what do you want to be? What do you want to do? What's your dream? What do you see for yourself? Most of them will say they don't know, right? So a lot of times when they do want to become a rapper or a singer or an athlete, it's based on the things that they see the other rappers and athletes and artists have. They base it on things that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So the path is lost in understanding I can get all of those things, but I can get them through the talent that God gave me, because God didn't give me the ability to sing. He didn't give me the ability to play any sport. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this, watch this. I was a pretty good football player, but I didn't have the heart for it.
Right.
I didn't have the tenacity for it. So therefore I knew that at the end of the day, there was another way to get to what God has for me. And you would be surprised. I tell people all the time, it's not about the things that you acquire. It's about the things that you can make other people acquire.
Yeah. Talking to Jermaine Smith, film production, that's him. Talent management, that's him. Restaurateur, Henry Soul in the DMZ, right? In the Washington, D.C. area.
DMZ.
Yeah. Yep. And Henry Soul Food. a whole Soul Cafe. Just go online, check out all that great. Because I'm a website guy. I love to click the pictures. Ooh, that look good. Ooh, that look good. Ooh, that look good. You know, but yeah. Of all the things that you do, you know, what do you enjoy? Do you enjoy the talent management side? Do you enjoy developing real estate? What are the top two things that really go, yeah, I like that? Because you're talented in a lot of areas. You're successful in a lot of areas.
So here's the thing. I never set out to do anything in particular.
Right.
I never set out to, you know, so here was a funny thing. I was at my catering facility in D.C., and my wife comes out and she says, hey, you got a call from the OWN Network. They want you to do this television show called The Great Soul Food Cook-Off.
Right.
And I'm saying, okay. Yeah. And I'm saying, okay, what's this about? And so they say, well, they've identified you as one of the 8 top soul food chefs in the country. Now, watch this. I've never set out to be on any television show.
Right.
I've never even classified myself as a chef. I'm not classically trained. However, I can cook just about anything. And of course, soul food being my wheelhouse, you know, it was fitting. So when I got the call, I really thought it was fake. And I really thought that they had the wrong person. And they said, no, we've kind of been watching you online. We've been to your restaurant. Some of the judges from the restaurant, I mean, some of the judges that are going to be on the show have been to your restaurant, and we've watched you from afar.
Wow.
We kind of know what you're doing, and we think that you would fit this show. So we went through the interview process, and they chose me as one of the 8 top soul food chefs in the country. And, you know, and I took it on my first show ever on that side of the film, on that side of the camera. And, you know, I liked it. But, you know, I can cook anything, but I like to cook for people. I never cook for myself.
Right, right, right.
And my next thing, you know, the next thing with the talent, you know, as a young guy growing up, I don't drink and I don't smoke. I don't knock it, but I just don't drink and I don't smoke myself. And so with that being said, I was privy to be around a lot of talent, comedians, first, and then the heavyweight champion of the world, Riddick Bowe, and mm-hmm. it put me in rooms that I wouldn't have been in. But because I wasn't the guy that was in there just for the good time, right. And I was trying to learn, they trusted my opinion, and they also trusted my vision on, you know, what they should be doing. And you know, I wasn't about going to the club. And the next thing I know, I was advising. The next thing I know, I was sitting in rooms because I could talk the talk that they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Most entertainers aren't businessmen, and mm-hmm. that's okay. So why not have someone in the room that you trust, like myself, and someone that's not there just for a check? And I started being, hey, that's my manager. Hey, that's my manager. And before I knew it, this was at 22 years old, you know, I had a very lucrative career managing R&B artists and comedians, and I had a communications company, and that those things.
So at 22, you managing people. You're 23, yeah. you're spreading your wings with your partner, or in the restaurant business. So, the word I come out is you're not afraid, and fear stops so many people, Jermaine. Fear stops so many people, so many doubters. Mm-hmm. If you want to speak to Jermaine, please call us at 404-880-9255. That's 404-880-9255. When we come back, mumbo sauce. Does that ring a bell, Mr. Smith? Does that ring a bell, mumbo
sauce?
When we come back, we're going to find out about mumbo sauce. If you don't know what mumbo sauce is, when you come back, you're going to find out. Straight from Mr. Smith. And since I do have a culinary expert in soul food, you're going to tell me and my listeners what exactly is soul food. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushan.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donald.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations Minute of Inspiration with Rashawn McDonald.
Hi, I'm Rashawn McDonald from Money Making Conversation Masterclass with your daily Minute of Inspiration. During a conversation with speaker, author, and motivator Lisa Nichols, she talked about why she pursues abundance versus wealth.
I realize that there's a complete distinction between wealth. Wealth is a unilateral conversation around money and possessions. That's wealth. And while that's an indicator of some level of success, wealth is not the ultimate indicator of success. Abundance is. Abundance is not just a unilateral category called wealth, money, and possessions. Abundance is abundance in your relationships, abundant in having health wealth, abundant in having spiritual wealth, abundant in having financial wealth. It's one category of a very large picture.
You can listen to this full interview with Lisa Nichols. It's available on moneymakingconversations.com.
Soul has picked up my TV version of this show called Money Making Conversation Masterclass. It's going to air.
It should have been there.
No, thank you. It's going to come in January. I want to bring you back, man. I want to reschedule. You are a great storyteller, and you are the type of stars in this community that that's what the Neighborhood Award was built on. You. It was built on the stars in the community that hire people, that motivate people, that build community, that let people know you can be that person too. That's what you are. You are a true Hoodie Awards winner, Mr. Jermaine.
Thanks.
And now, before I go, you know, because I got a few minutes left, I want to bring back the McDonald's documentary on the origin of the Mambo sauce. Please, update us all. Talk to us.
Again, just doing the right thing, man. I get a call from McDonald's. I'm in the restaurant working, and
You should stay in that restaurant, Jermaine, because everything happens when you're in that restaurant.
I'm telling you, man, everything I've ever achieved came from the restaurant. Honest, I swear to God. So I'm in the restaurant, and my cashier, she gives me a number. She's like, hey, this lady been trying to, she says she's been trying to get in touch with you, trying to call you, whatever the case may be. Well, she was trying to reach me through social media, and it was going to an area that we don't check. So long story short, I don't take any call lightly. I don't even know who this, I didn't know who this person was. Anybody can call me, and I'm going to take the call. I'm going to answer the call. I'm going to answer the question because I like to be an open book. Long story short, I pick up the phone, and she says, yes, I'm such and such from McDonald's. We've been trying to get in contact with you now. We're rolling out a sauce, a mumbo sauce, our version of mumbo sauce. Can you sign an NDA? Sign the NDA, call it back. She says, okay, it's with McDonald's. We're doing a mumbo sauce. We're doing a rollout. But we were told that you are a staple in the D.C., Washington, D.C. area, wow. And you sell mumbo. I said, yes, we do have mumble sauce. But here was the ironic piece, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't know the history. And I was able to give them the history of how mumble sauce came to D.C. and how it was originated. And lo and behold, Henry Soul Cafe is the only Black-owned restaurant still standing that was one of the originators of the soul food, of the mumble sauce from the 60s.
Wow.
The other Black establishments that sold the mumbo sauce back in the 60s have since, you know, gone and, you know, they're not in existence anymore. And so just to give you a quick hack, my dad met this guy named Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson had a restaurant here in the DMV. And back in the early 60s, he started making this sauce. Now, back then, people would, you know, after the show, you would go. You would pay a dollar, you get three chicken wings and some french fries, or put it with some rice, and they would put, you know, because that was after the show. We're talking about, you know, U Street, the bustling U Street, Lincoln Theater, Howard Theater. That's where everybody came to perform. If you were a Black artist, you know, you couldn't go everywhere and perform. There were only certain areas you could go. So that's where your Bill Cosby's, your James Brown's, all them came to perform. And we as Black people, that's where we went. After the show, we went to go get us some little chicken wings and they were back then they would put like ketchup or hot sauce and stuff like that on them. So this guy, Mr. Johnson, he formulated the sauce. It was a little sweet, a little tangy, and he started putting it on the chicken wings and stuff. So instead of people getting hot sauce and ketchup, they got his sauce. Now what he did with that sauce, people started saying, man, I want that sauce. What's the name of that sauce? And he mumbled. He also stuttered. He mumbled a little bit. And said, man, we're just going to call it the mumble sauce. So you won't never tell us the name. And through Black dialect, and, you know, wow, we put our own spirit thing, mumble came mumbo.
Mm.
And you were not a carryout if you didn't have that mumble sauce here in the DMV. And, of course, a lot of Asians own, you know, small, you know, carryouts and, right, and, you know, solicit us. And so McDonald's thought it was a Chinese thing,
mm-hmm,
until I came along.
Right.
McDonald's thought it was, you know, isolated to, you know, Chinese and isolated. And when I came along and gave them the story, the history, what the sauce should be, how it should be, I gave them some depth to what the sauce meant to us as a people, to us as an area, to
right.
And it brought validity to what they were trying to produce to the community.
Wow. Jermaine, outstanding. Thank you for calling my show. Long overdue. I hope. Give me some time, brother, in January. Give me some time, Jermaine. I know you're busy. You're probably in that restaurant.
All you got to do is tell me when. I'm right there for you.
Thank you, man. I'm so pleased. I'm so appreciative that Abel connected us for this interview. Again, yes, that's Jermaine Smith, Henry Soul Cafe, Washington, D.C. area. Check it out. And we will check him out soon in 2024. Thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass, my friend.
Thank you. You have a great one.
Cool. Again, next week, another new show, another great time. Happy holidays. And I always appreciate you when you listen to my show, Money Making Conversation Masterclass. Bye-bye.
Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com. And follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time you stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.